And please welcome Kara Knickerbocker.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay? All right. Well, thank you so, so much for coming out tonight. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Joan. It's awesome to see a lot of my Mad Women instructors here and a lot of my classmates and stuff, too. So it's incredible. Thank you. The first poem I'm reading tonight is called 16. Slow now. Before embers of Newports burn out like leaving the body unchained, before being baptized in wet cement next to everything that is breakable. Quick now, after drinking dusk with windows down, after crossing bridges built by new tongues, while we still taste a summer that is not yet ours. The next two require a little bit of a backstory. Last year, I was having some health issues, and I found out that I would need a pacemaker, which came as a complete shock for someone who's healthy and 25 years old. So I had a lot of emotions surrounding this that I had to write about it, and this is what came out. This first one is after Diane Glancy's Those Old Voices Always Are With Me. It's called Beating. If they would have prescribed an easier pill to swallow than news that this device was necessary to keep me breathing, if they could have explained the eternity in 20 seconds of a heartbeat stopping, if they could have warned me that the first time wouldn't work and anesthesia would deliver me to the table again before seeing my family, if they could have prepared my mother before she saw my adult body naked in a tub, or me before feeling her hands help bathe, dress me. If they could have just said, never mind, wearing a strapless wedding dress. If they could have written in the reports how wonderful it is that you're a runner, but you should probably find a new hobby now. If they could have diagnosed the symptoms of their words, it's a shame, you're so young. If they would have realized more than this caged organ beats like hell inside me, if they would have just defined pacemaker as a parasite in a body I used to know. Thank you. This is called Made with Love. The doctors poured deep breaths from coffee pots, fed me through IVs. They carved a slice in my warm bread of a body, served the scar sunny side up, embroidered my skin to match the napkin. They wiped their hands clean of blood and what's left. Hiccups and a hard, flat line. A heart so swollen, you wonder if the battered mess will ever rise. This is called Remember When, and the title is also the first line of the poem. Remember when I caught salamanders from the pond beside our house, counted 20 orange speckled bodies inside the glass bowl I stole from the kitchen. Remember how they gripped sides of their new home for a way out, only to slide down, plop on top of each other. I put flat rocks and leaves at the bottom, made it home. Remember how much I loved that they couldn't escape unless I let them? I wanted so badly to keep them, snuck the bowl upstairs to your bedroom. I can't remember where you were, but I was there, careful to listen for creaks of floorboards, the weight of someone sure to find me. They climbed across the plains of my open palms, pawed at the air when held up from the tail. And in the slow blink of a golden eye, maybe I knew it was wrong. So I kissed closed mouths. Remember their still wet, webbed feet made me feel like a mother. Remember I didn't know what salamanders ate, pushed the bowl far under your bed when called for dinner, never washed my hands of their spots, forgot after school the next day? Remember the slap of stench in the morning, murky with fresh death. Remember the look on my face when mother said she was missing a bowl. All right, I just have a couple of poems left. This is a new poem. This is called How. Begin with the body, whole. Take the heavy head, its ever-thinning hair. Kiss the clavicle bone. Find the heart, purple and all-knowing. Pinch thigh, feel the pull of muscle. Learn to love the give and take. Memorize the irises, know their color even when they sleep. Give the disease a name, don't dare say it out loud. Move past the sunken shoulders, the bruised flesh like a rotting peach on the kitchen windowsill. Mark each breath, circle the vein. This is how you know it will end. Fingernails dug into the ocean of a body, hands still holding on until the calendars quit. Thank you. So one of the other things besides writing that I'm really passionate about is travel. And this next poem came from, let's just say, an unfortunate experience last summer in Peru. It's called They Told Me. Don't take taxis from outside the Lima airport. Danger's written on the license plate. Theft will snatch you quicker than you can pray to Pachamama. There are men always hungry for something more, they said. Book a cab from inside. So I did. Late 40s, thick Spanish tongue, leathered skin. He let out an odd laugh at the sight of my hiking boots. You can sit up front, he motioned as I climbed into the back seat, the weight of my pack now a comfort. Fragments of language flew as we talked Cusco, ceviche, cervezas. I gripped the door handle close as he scanned me in the rear view, said, muy bonita, me gusta mucho, spun around, slid a hand fast up my thigh, split me in a place I can't tell you. And this is my last one. My grandfather passed away recently, and I was having a really hard time with it. And this is for him. It's called Notes on Shadows. I think of mid-July sun, tracing with blue sidewalk chalk, or lying on cool grass underneath apple blossoms in your backyard. I didn't think you, sunken into a hospital bed, oceans between us, the island of your body shrinking fast like the view of Singapore from my airplane window seat. The lights fade out into deep velvet night with your last breath of air. Did you know then? Or was time still too far to touch? I should have been there. I could have filled the spaces between your knuckled fingers before they lost warmth, just out of reach in the darkness. Now Grandma is your shadow, trapped in between. She moves through the halls, slow, silent, trying to remember what light felt like. Thank you. Thank you.